Good morning. That large storm system continuing to spin over the Canadian Maritimes is dragging in winds at times gusting over 30 to 40 miles per hour across interior New York and New England. High pressure is keeping it dry and we'll enjoy a good amount of sunshine today, but it will be blustery and cold once again, with many places starting in the single digits, slightly above zero, and wind chill values this morning well below zero. That sun will allow us to climb through the single digits and teens, and highs will generally be in the middle to upper 20s today, but with the winds at times again gusting over 20 miles per hour, wind chill values will be closer to zero throughout the day. We'll start out this evening dry and clear with high pressure in control, but a system moving through the upper Midwest will work its way through the Great Lakes and push some clouds our way by tomorrow morning. So temperatures will drop right back into the teens before leveling off and maybe even climbing a few degrees by early tomorrow morning. Clouds will continue to increase tomorrow, and there's a good chance at some light rain or snow through the afternoon and into the evening. Not much in the way of accumulation, as temperatures for the most part will climb above freezing and in some cases even close to 40 degrees by late in the day. Behind that system, turning windy and colder on Wednesday, with mostly cloudy skies and scattered snow showers and highs around 30, and still breezy with a mix of sun and clouds Thursday in the upper 20s. High pressure will dominate on Friday. Sunshine, though, will give way to increasing clouds as highs go back to the mid-30s, and this will lead us to the chance for some more light snow or rain next weekend, with high temperatures in the middle to upper 30s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, blizzard warnings are still in effect for easternmost Maine with that big storm over the Canadian Maritimes. For the most part, the snow is over, but winds at times gusting to 50 miles per hour will continue to blow the snow, producing visibilities below a quarter of a mile and at times down to zero. Blizzard warnings are also in effect for northeastern parts of North Dakota. 5 to 10 inches of snow will fall during the day today, with winds at times gusting to 45 miles per hour. This will cause extreme blowing and drifting of the snow, with visibilities down to zero at times. And bitter cold continues all the way down to the central Florida peninsula, where hard freeze warnings are in effect for this morning. On the hour, some readings in Florida include 21 at Jacksonville, 27 at Tallahassee, 36 in Orlando, 34 at Daytona Beach, 38 at Sarasota, and down to 34 in Tampa. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Santa Barbara, California, at 5:53 p.m. Eastern Time on Thursday, February 7th. The last report of hail was at DR, South Africa, at 9:57 a.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington, 0 miles visibility in fog and blowing snow, 15 below zero, with a northwest wind at 107 miles per hour, gusting to 118 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 36 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly clear skies and 8 degrees, the dew point 4 below. 57% relative humidity, a west wind at 18, gusting to 30 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.12 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 83 degrees at El Centro Naval Air Station in California to a low of 28 below zero at Stambaugh, Michigan. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, sunny and windy in the lower 30s, Boston, sunny and very windy in the mid-30s, and in Buffalo, partly sunny with highs in the lower 30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 25 degrees, the low 13. The average temperature, 19, that's 7 degrees below normal. No snowfall yesterday, 7.2 inches for the month, which is 6-tenths of an inch below normal, and 26.8 inches for the season, which is 15.1 inches of snow below normal. There were 46 heating degree days in Albany yesterday, 687 now for the month, which is one heating degree day above normal, and 4,163 for the season, which is 374 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature at Albany today, 35 degrees, the average low, 18. The record high, 63, set in 1981, and the record low, 21 below zero, in 1973. Sunrise this morning was at 6:48 a.m., sunset this evening 5:31 p.m., 10 hours and 43 minutes of daylight, an increase of 4 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny, windy, and very cold today, with highs in the lower to mid-20s, wind chills close to zero. Clear early, then increasing clouds tonight with lows in the teens, though in the single digits across the mountains. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny, windy, and cold today with highs in the lower to mid-30s. Clear early tonight, then increasing clouds overnight with lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny, windy, and cold today with highs in the mid-20s. Clear early this evening, then increasing clouds tonight with lows near 20. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunny, windy, cold today with highs in the mid to upper 20s. Clear early this evening, then increasing clouds tonight with lows in the mid to upper teens. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, sunny, windy, and cold today with highs in the mid-20s. Clear early, then increasing clouds tonight with lows in the mid to upper teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy with a chance of late-day rain or snow showers, milder with highs around 40. Mostly cloudy, windy, and colder again on Wednesday, scattered snow showers near 30. Upper 20s, breezy and cold, partly sunny Thursday. Sunshine giving way to clouds Friday in the mid-30s, and a chance of snow on Saturday, and snow showers Sunday with highs in the middle to upper 30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.